got here for us, Mike? What is that? That's a new one.
This is, I believe, a Romy request. It's a Kris Kristofferson Cowboys Last Ride.
Oh, I heard a song. You know, one of those things when you do this show, you think, gosh, I wish I'd have said this or I wish I'd have heard it. I heard a great song driving home last night that we should have played on Father's Day about the kid saving up his pennies and his quarters and his nickels to buy some time with Dad. Romy, what song is that? Don't know it?
I'm not sure I know that one.
Okay, all right. Well, was
give me a couple. What were the lines again, Rosie?
Oh, Mom, where's Dad? Well, he's out making a living for us. Well, I've got 25 cents. How much time will that buy me? You know, it's a great song. It's a country western song. I heard it on a country western station. I thought Romy would know it off the top of his head. Let's get back to topic. I'm on one of Rosie's bunny trails here. We're back here in studio with Kimber Lanning, Executive Director of Local First Arizona. And we're talking off air about maybe a community that's learned from its mistake.
Oh, sure. You know, the first job I ever had was with Zia Records, which was then on Mill Avenue back when there were two locations. And Changing Hands Bookstore was there, and Cookies from Home was there, and it was this unique destination. People came from all over the valley. And the City of Tempe's Economic Development Department said, well, we've got this great thing going on. Why don't we bring in some bigger stores? And so they subsidized the Borders to move in there. And they subsidized Hooters, and then we had a McDonald's go in. And they thought they were improving it. And in reality, those sales tax revenues on Mill Avenue decreased end over end 8 years in a row. And they just stood around scratching their heads, wondering where everybody went. And then they ended up with almost 40% vacancy. And so they have now rebuilt it, and it is now unique, and it's a destination once again. But there's a lesson to be learned there that, you know, you have to understand who your customer is. If your customer is somebody that wants big box stores or chain stores, they're going to go to a mall. They're not going to go to an outdoor, walkable, pedestrian-friendly downtown street where they have to pay to park and walk around. Those are two completely different customers, and they had this thriving thing. And they destroyed it. And it cost a lot of money for them to learn that. You know that Borders on Mill Avenue was the lowest performing Borders in the nation. Not just in Arizona, in the nation.
If I'm not mistaken, the McDonald's on Mill Avenue was about the lowest performing McDonald's. I knew a man that owned a couple of McDonald's, and they begged him for years to go take over that particular operation because it wasn't working.
Even
and
next to a college. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's closed now, and the Hooters just closed as well. So we are seeing a major shift in public opinion about the way they're choosing to spend their money.
Well, we've certainly been here long enough. Jennifer and I were on ASU campus in the 70s, and Mill Avenue was kind of a seedy little place you really didn't go down to. Then they revitalized it into that local walking unique experience through the 80s and 90s. It was the place to be. Mm-hmm. And then, like you say, they subsidize some of the big brand name for the revenue bait that mm-hmm. they were hoping would be generated, and they've learned their lesson.
I think the beginning of the end there was really center point. You know, they bladed all those funky little buildings to put in that big development right there on the corner of University and Mill, and it has sat empty forever. And they've really struggled with that space. And so it's lesson learned. I think that we need to think about protecting our older buildings and populating them with ownership that is localized.
Let's talk about the term economic gardening.
Yes. So let's think of economic development as a five-pointed star.
Okay.
Every community has economic development departments, and they're out there working to grow their economies. So you've got a couple of different strategies involved with economic development. You've got incubators. You can focus on growing, you know, small business ideas. You've got startup businesses who are out there, maybe just, you know, a handful of employees getting themselves off the ground. You've got business retention, which is focusing on making sure you got great businesses in your community that want to stay and can stay. You got business attraction, and you got business expansion. So here in Arizona, about 90% of our budget is spent on business attraction, which means we go out and try to compete with other states to get big companies to move here. Yet, if you pick up any publication, any periodical, any write-up about job creation in America, it's going to tell you that job creation is occurring in two key areas, small business startups and incubators, and small and mid-sized business expansion. That is where real job creation is occurring, and nobody disputes that. So what we're advocating for is that we shift part of our attention and our resources to business retention and expansion. So business retention and, you know, making sure that companies don't get recruited away from us, making sure that companies feel rooted here.
I heard a rumor that Texas was down in Pima County flirting with Raytheon. Is that a true story?
It is, yeah. Raytheon is a big quality company, and, you know, nobody is off the table when you talk about Texas. I'll tell you what. Texas is out and about, and they've got a big war chest, so, you know, we have to always keep an eye on what we've got. And then, you know, and business expansion is critically important. We need to make sure that our business community has access to the capital that they need, to the workforce development that they need. We need to be focused, laser focused, on how we can grow the existing assets and wonderful businesses that we have, which leads me to another conversation that I want to have with you, and that is connecting businesses to capital. And we can go there in a minute, but this economic gardening concept is really about focusing on making sure that our businesses have what they need, that they're happy here, and making sure we're growing companies left and right. You know, you take companies like WebPT or Infusionsoft.
Those are homegrown
heroes that have created hundreds of jobs, and yet our economic development guys aren't spending that much time focused on what those companies need. They're focused on what a similar company in Texas needs to move out here, right? We're battling with other states, which is really not a job gain. It's a zero sum game, because we're moving jobs all around, and it's costing taxpayers a fortune to do it.
Oh man, you're singing my song right now. I've said for years the only business too big to fail in America is the industry of small business.
That's right.
And all this subsidy going to big business, saving big corporate execs and Wall Street, I really doesn't sit very well with me at all. So we'll talk more about that. Economic gardening. You have a story about buying a faucet. You can buy a faucet a lot of different places, a lot of different ways. We're going to come back and talk about what difference it makes how you buy that faucet. Right here at Rosie on the House with Kimber Lanning, Executive Director of Local First Arizona.
Lines are open if you have a comment or would like to join. 1-888-767-4348.
Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.